Well, the most important thing you need to know from this is restrained in liberty. Okay? And why is that important? You could have a writ where somebody has discharged their sentence. You need to explain why they're restrained in their liberty. It's not hard. We have a case called Harrington that I maintain, because it basically says any collateral consequence or any potential collateral consequence, just my opinion, and I will say this caveat now because I forgot to say it at the beginning, these are my opinions and not the opinions of the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals nor any judge on the Court of Criminal Appeals, either living and or dead. Okay, just me, myself and I. I truly believe that you could say my status as a felon prevents me from getting a date. And if you read Harrington, that might be good enough. I don't know. It's not hard, but you would be surprised how many lawyers file writs on cases where the conviction is discharged, no parole, no nothing, and they don't mention collateral consequences at all. So restrained in liberty. You always have to keep that in mind. That's the base. That's the foundation. If you don't get past that, you don't get past go. Different kinds of writs. Know your writs. I've had lawyers that have actually gotten relief recommended by trial courts come up to our court. We dismiss it. They call all angry, like, Stoffiker, why did you dismiss my case, man? The trial court said it was groovy. And I'm like, the guy got probation.